Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Come on, we can do better than that. Amen. He allowed us to see the close of another year. Amen. If you shouldn't have anything else to shout about, you should be able to shout about that. Amen. And for there are many who wanted to see the year close out, but are not here. But God bless you to see another year. Amen. Give God some praise in this house today. Amen. 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 I was thinking about when they were playing that song, He's Sweet, I Know. Amen. It started making me think about some things, about how sweet he's been in my life. Amen. And how he's seen me through a journey in 2023. Because I'm going to tell you, for your pastor, it has not been an easy journey this year. But yet and still, God is still good. Amen. 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 Scripture today will come from Psalms 100. And it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father God, we come to you today, Lord God, to say thank you. Thank you, Master, today for you being in our presence. For we know that you are surely here. Because we know that we didn't get this far by ourselves, but we know that it was you who brought us over. It is you who brought us through. It is you who pulled us through. We thank you for being in our presence. We thank you for watching over us and keeping us, Master. And we pray that while we're here today, that you share even more of your love with us, share even more of your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Our opening hymn today is hymn 214.
do for Christ
Father God, the one who created us all in his image, and then he breathed the breath of life in us so that we may have a soul and a will. And we come to you this morning, Master, to say thank you, because we are now standing, Lord God, at this crest of another year. And as we stand on this mountaintop, we can look back, Master, and see the things that you brought us over. And when we look back down the side of that mountain, we see that you have brought us through many of things. And Master, some of us had to endure pain in our bodies, oppression, lack of funds, lack of love in our lives from our family members or our friends, even a lack of love from the church. Master, we have endured some storms, some trials, and some tribulations. We've had to cross some old rough waters. But yet and still, Master, you have saw us through them all. So we come today to say thank you. As we go over into 2024, Master, we go with praise. Lord God, we go with dancing. Lord God, we go with an uplifted voice, because we are encouraged that you're going to do just what you said you would do. You promised to always be with us and never forsake nor leave us. And Master, you've shown yourself to be true in 2023. So we know that you will be true to your word in 2024. Oh, Lord God, because you are a God who do not change nor lie. So we come to say thank you. Thank you for what's before us, Master. Because what we know is before us, Lord God, is goodness, is love, is hope. Lord God, we say thank you for that. Because you have planned out our future. You have planned out our days. You have planned out our minutes, our months, Lord God, our seconds. So we say thank you, Master, for you being such a good God and a God who's always willing to even turn against your own word to deliver us from even ourselves. So So this morning we come to say thank you. Thank you, Master, for being such an awesome God. Thank you, Master, for being such a thoughtful God. Thank you, Master, most of all, for being a merciful and kind God. We thank you now for being the one who loves us, even when we can't find love anywhere else. Master, we come praying this prayer in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name. Let us all say amen. Amen. We ask now that the officers will come for the purpose of our tithing and offering. Father God, we come to you, Lord God, to say thank you now for these gifts that have been given here today. And we pray, Master, as we go over in 2024 with these gifts, that it change someone's life. Master, that's what these gifts are intended for. For if we don't use them as you see fit, then we know that we erred in our ways. And we pray, Master, that we do not do such of a thing, but we, in all that we do with them, we pray that it bless your heart. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
go ahead and give God some praise. Come on in here. Go ahead and give God some praise. Give me just a minute to be a Baptist just for 1 second. Huh? And we ought to give God some praise in this house because we know that God really and truly is real. Amen. Amen. I want to shout because I know how real he's been in my life. Oh. See, that's some things that I know that God pulled me through that I couldn't pull myself through. When I was on my knees begging and crying and pleading and asking him to see me through, and he reached down and touched me while I was yet on my knees, all I can say is that God is truly. Lord, have mercy. When I tell you I want to shout, but y'all be looking at me like, what's wrong with him? Huh? See, because they know back in the old church, I shout across the pulpit. Huh? Yeah, but we ain't going to do that. We don't want to freak some of y'all out. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. Let us bow. Father God, we come to you and say thank you, Master, for all that we've thus have seen, all that we've heard, Master, and we pray now as we come to the place, Master, where we stand in your stead, that you speak to your people. Therefore, it's not me that have any power, any foreknowledge. Unless you speak through me, I can't speak. Unless you see through me, I can't see. So we come, Master, asking that you touch your people, that you give them what they need to travel through another year's journey. For we know that there are hills to be climbed, there's mountains to go through, and there's valleys to crawl through. But we know that they can do it as long as they have you with them. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen. Turn with me to the 37th number of Psalms. 37th number of Psalms. And it reads, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. Just for a few moments, I'd like to talk from the subject, delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. And if you don't get anything out of whatever I say today, get this one thing. In 2024, make sure that you make yourself more available to God. Let me say that again. In 2024, make sure you make yourself more available to God. And I know many of us say, well, Pastor, I feel as if I've done enough. Well, let me tell you, we can never do enough. God requires our efforts. He requires our talents. He requires our finances. He requires us to be attentive to him at the level he intends for us to operate in. Woo! And that's a tough one because we, in many cases, try to set the level from which God can operate through us. But God says he has more for us to do. We as a church family has such a great opportunity here because we have great potential. I feel like shouting. Because God has shared with me that this church can do so much more than what we are doing, although we are doing great deeds. And God says that he can use us to be a beacon for this city. Not only a beacon for this city, but a beacon for this state. But God requires that we do something in order for this to happen. When we look at this psalm, we find that David has written a very beautiful poem. It's called an acrostic poem. And it's placed in the humanity section of the number of psalms, which means it is built to give us wisdom about how to overcome personal issues so we can taste the sweet nectar of victory. David writes this psalm because he wants us to see that God can do something with us that we didn't ever think that he could do. And see, this psalm is a little bit different because David normally writes the psalms to God, to praise God for what God has delivered him from, or to praise God for what God is going to do in his life. But in this psalm, David chose to write a poem, and he wrote it unto man. He wrote it directly to us so that we can see what God can do. And David says in this fourth verse, he says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." God has done something with this verse to make it very important. As a matter of fact, theologians think that it is one of the most important verses in the Old Testament because God has taken his sovereign power and attached it to this verse. Which means that whatever needs to be done, God would do it for you. But there is a stipulation that has to be done in order for that to happen. In order for that to happen, God says, you must delight yourself in me. And I hear some of us out there saying, delight ourselves. We pleasure ourselves, and we have a good time in God, Reverend, and we like to spend time with God. That's not what David is talking about here. David is not talking about the word in the sense which most of us think of when we talk about delight, because we talk about the pleasures of our desires. What David is talking about here is something different, because when you look at this word and you look in Hebrew, you find that there are two Hebrew words that's normally used when they talk about delight. And this particular one is called agnag. And agnag is a verb that means soft. I knew I threw you for a loop with that one, didn't I? It means soft, delicate, or dainty. So when we look at this text, we have to figure out what is it that David is talking about. Because if we're talking that God has placed his sovereign power over this, that means that God is looking to enter into a covenant relationship with us. And if he's entering into a covenant relationship with us, what does soft has to do with a covenant relationship? Well, in order for God to be in a covenant relationship with you, you must understand, you must be willing to bend when God say bend. Lord have mercy. I said something that somebody missed. You must be willing to bend towards God when God says it's time to bend. In other words, you must respond to God in an obedient way and in a soft manner when God calls your name. Church, we got to learn to be more soft when it comes to God. We got to stop being hard-headed. Oh, yes, I know you're saying, Reverend, I don't be hard-headed. I come to church. That ain't what God's talking about. Coming to church is the easiest thing. That's our reasonable service, right? We ought to come to church. The Bible says, forsake not the solemn assembling, the gathering of yourselves together. In other words, that means we out of obligation should come to church. So coming to church is not enough. Some of us think that's all we need to do, is just go to church. And God didn't say just go to church. He says for us to work in the vineyard while there is what? Work to be done. Church, I hate to tell you, this ain't the vineyard. Outside those four walls is the vineyard. The homeless, the vineyard. the prostitutes, the vineyard, the game bangers, the vineyard. Well, Reverend, you're telling me to do stuff that I'm not comfortable with doing. God never asked for you to be comfortable in doing anything that he asked of you to do. If it was something that's going to be comfortable, anybody could do it. You have to understand that when God placed a covenant relationship with you and him, he set you aside to do something special that no one else can do. That's something that God intends for this church to do in 2024 that no other church in this world can do. Do you not believe that? And don't look at the size of the church, because we get caught up. We live in this time now where everybody thinks it's the mega churches that can do everything. God didn't ask for there to be a whole bunch of folks to do nothing. Huh? God said he don't need but what? Two or three. I believe we got more than three in this house. God said if he has two or three, he can move the whole world. You can tell me that we have more than two and three and we can't move the whole world? God said, yes, you can. God said he'll meet you at your belief. He'll meet you at your desires. He will meet you at your thought process. If you see yourself small, yes, you will be small. But if you see yourself powerful, then God will work all kinds of miracles through you. David said, all this can be if you just delight yourself in the Lord. Church, in order for us to delight ourselves, we got to let some stuff go. We got to let what we think go. Wow. If we're not consulting God with the decisions that we make in reference to this church, then we're not allowing the will of God to lead us. If we're consulting our own intelligence and our knowledge from our jobs or our education, then it's our job or our education or our own personal knowledge that's leading us and not God. God said in order for us to be blessed, in order for us to walk in the power he intends for us to walk in, we must consult him. Not Pastor Robinson. Not Deacon Martin. Not Brother Stewart. Not the moderator. If we're not consulting God, then it's our own knowledge that's leading us, and there's a limitation on our own knowledge. But if we consult God in all that we decide to do, if we consult God in all the decisions that we make, if we make sure as a church body we consult God, God said there's an unlimited power that I will give unto you. He said, you think you're blessed now? He said, get out of the way and watch me. Church, let me tell you something. When I finally decided to get out God's way, doors start opening that I didn't even know about. How can you get a job that you never applied for? How can you get a job that you didn't even know exists? Not only did you get that job, but they paid you more than what you were making at your previous job. When I decided to get out of God's way, God opened up some doors that I never even saw. And then he closed some doors that needed to be closed. He pulled me from a job that was about to lose their certification with the government. A job that was trying to put me in a fast track to be a manager. A job that told me, don't leave because the other job sound too good. But when I look back, now they no longer have a job.
But God has continued to bless me. God said, if you stop thinking with your own mind and allow me to lead and guide you, I can lead you to some places you never saw coming. Reverend, how you know this to be true? Well, if you look at Matthew 16, it says this. It says, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him what? Deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. In other words, whosoever take control of their own life shall lose it. I know it's troubling because we like having control. We like to set time frames. We like to set agendas. We like to set goals. We like to set standards. But God says, if you want to lose your life, then you take control of it. But he says, if you want to gain your life, then you'll give it to me. For it says, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find. You shall find your life. You must understand that our Lord and Savior desires to lead us through this life in order to establish with us a better life. Not only for us, but as a church body, he can use us to help others establish a better life. In 2024, don't be so selfish and think about just yourself. As a collective body of Christ, born again believers, baptized in the Holy Ghost, we ought to be looking as a collective body to move some things in this city in order to make this city better. You gotta stop thinking small. Remember back in the days, the kids would say, little things stopping and big things popping. All they were saying was, stop thinking small and start thinking bigger. God don't need a whole bunch of folks. As a matter of fact, he don't need a whole bunch of money. All he needs is a little bit of faith, a little bit of commitment, and a little bit of trust. He said, if you give me those three things, I can do some things through you that you ain't never seen done before. First Church, in 2024, we ought to be different. In 2024, our thought process need to change. The way we carry ourselves need to change. Well, Reverend, I carry myself in a dignified way. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you ought to be trying to walk closer to God. So when God speaks to you and he speaks through you, folks will know it's God. They shouldn't have to ask what church you go to. They should know. You go to First Church. Huh? Reverend, how is that possible? God said he can do anything but fail you. In 2024, our processes, our minds need to change, because if they change, God promised to do something through our covenant relationship that we have never seen done before. How you know, Reverend? When we look at verse 5, it says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it. Wow. To pass. The question is, what is it? What is he talking about? He says, now, if you commit yourself and delight yourself to me, which means you make yourself inclined to do what I asked you to do, and you're soft enough where even if you're in my hands, I can mold you into what I need to mold you to and give you the power to do what I need to give you the power to do. He says, if you commit yourself to these things, he said, I will bring it to pass. In order to find out what it is, we got to go back to verse 3. And verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. He was talking about the promise he made to Israel. He promised them a land of milk and honey. He promised them to always be with them and protect them from their enemies. He said that their enemies could never destroy them. He will promise to always feed them, and they will always have every provision they needed in life. And then God promised to give them power to change the world. Wow. God says, if you commit yourself, stop thinking about just you. I know that's hard to do because, you know, a lot of us got a lot of things we're dealing with. Got a lot of stuff we're going through. But guess what? You got to go through to get to. You'll never get to if you don't ever go through. So you may as well just go what? Right on through. Because when you get to, you're going to be shouting. I know some of y'all shout at home. You ain't got to shout in church, though. I know you shout at home. I know me and my wife definitely shout at home. Let us get to talking about the goodness of God. We find ourselves shout. Because when God has been real to you, you can't hold that. Huh? And you know who he really is. You can't hold that. There's never been a time I could hold. I'm going to tell you a little quick little joke, and then I'm going to move on. We're going to close out. I remember I was sitting in church one Sunday, and God first finally moved in me spiritually. I sat there. I was holding it. I was crying like a baby, holding it. Said, I am not going to shout. I am not going to get up. These folks ain't going to be looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm not going to move. And then my heart started beating real hard. I was like, oh, Jesus, I'm about to have a heart attack. Because you can't hold God. When I finally got up and allowed God to have his way, everything that I thought was bad in my life went away. Huh? That didn't mean I wasn't going to have no more struggles. I had more struggles, but I knew what God meant to me. And I knew because of him being with me, I can overcome it all. His covenant relationship with me established some things in my life that gave me power to do stuff I never knew I could do. First church in 2024. Delight yourself in God. Make yourself available. Stop getting on your knees and praying them selfish prayers. Get on your knees and say, God, use me. Use me, Lord, as you see fit. And then say this, not only use me, use my church as you see fit. Make us more like you. Make us reflect the power of the cross. So that when people are in need, First Church can help. When people need deliverance, First Church can help. When people need healing, First Church can help. Because First Church is walking side by side with God. Give God a hand clap of praise. The doors of our church are now open. If there would be one, the time is now. The Bible says, find God while he is near, for surely shall come a time when God cannot be found. The doors of my Father's house are now open.
seated, man, let us bow our heads. Our Father, we come to you today, Lord God, to say thank you now for this another opportunity, Master, to go over into a new year. And Master, we want to make sure that when we enter into this new year, we don't do it without you. But Master, we do it following you. We pray that we allowed you to lead us, Master, because if you lead us, you can lead us through all what's prepared for us. Master, your grace and your mercy will travel with us, and your love will sustain us. So as we leave this place and we enter into this new year, we pray that you go with us, that you cover us and keep us, and that you lift us, Lord God, when we need to be lifted, and that you strengthen us when we need to be strengthened. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. And we ask that all the children of God in the house will sing,